It's 10 trivia questions on the Comedy Bang Bang podcast for Australian listener Luke McKay. This is Trivia with Buds. Let it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thank you so much for checking out the show, wherever you're listening to from around the world. We've got listeners in Scotland. We've got listeners in Canada. We've got listeners in India and Asia and Australia. And one of those Australian listeners is Luke McKay, who writes a lot of great questions for the show. He also sends me lots of cool, nice, motivational emails where he says, "Hey, good day, mate. Hey, love the show. Hey, here's some questions for you." So thank you, Luke, for always brightening up my inbox over on Gmail. Today, we have a quiz just for Luke. He picked this topic. It's called Comedy Bang Bang. If you are not familiar with this podcast, I suggest you go check it out, or at least do a Google search of like the top 10 moments from Comedy Bang Bang or something like that. So it's a really fun podcast. It's got a lot of zany characters, and it's been around since, I want to say like 2008, and it used to be called Comedy Death Ray Radio. So some of the questions today might be from way back in the day when it had a different name, or they might be from more recent years. But if you have not listened to the podcast, you may not get a lot out of today's quiz. But if you like that show, and I hope you do, you will love today's quiz. Picked by Luke McKay. Luke gets to pick a topic because he is a $5 or more Patreon subscriber, and this is one that I did for him just recently, but he picked it a while ago. So I'm still following up on last year's Patreon topics spreadsheet. And while I'm not recording podcasts, I am reading a lot of books, as I never stop talking about, because I feel so accomplished when I read a book. But I just finished this novella, holding it up on YouTube, if you are watching the show. It's called The Scribbly Man by Terry Goodkind. It's a novella, and it's called Children of Dahara Number 1. I think there are 6 books in this series, and it's very short. This was 140 pages. It still took me like a week to read because I just read a few chapters a day. But it's very good. It's very Game of Thronesy. It's got a little bit more magic involved in it. Not a lot happens in this first 140 pages, but I feel like a lot of stuff gets set up to happen. And everything that happens in this book could be condensed into a single or even part of a single Game of Thrones episode. So if you don't like books where there's not a lot of action, it may not be for you. But like I said, I think it's a good setup, and it's such a short read that I feel like even if I read all 6 books, it won't be like this huge task of finishing something like even a single Game of Thrones book sometimes. So that's what I just read. That's my quick review. And speaking of reviews, I'm looking for reviews of this podcast. Always, we're up to 178, mostly 5-star reviews over on iTunes. So if you listen to the show or you've listened for a while and you want to do something for free to help us out, go to iTunes and leave a nice review and tell people what you like about listening to the show. Again, lots of reviews lately mentioning how they listen with their families or their kids. And I've been marking the content as clean over on Libsyn when the show gets posted. I don't know if that shows it to more people or what, but hey, it doesn't hurt, I'm sure. And here's a quick review from my friend Mike DeGeorge, who's been listening for a while. He says, let's see, this one is from Mike DeGeorge. No, I wrote that part. Longtime listener. He says, "Great trivia on tons of subjects. 5 stars. The best thing about Trivia with Buds is the daily format, because there is an episode a day. You get so many cool topics you won't see anywhere else. More importantly, the questions are unique and creative. If you love trivia, you'll love Buds." Thank you so much, Mike. That was very nice of you to say. And thanks for your emails where you send me cool quizzes and things to use on the show. Mike told me recently that he got banned on Twitter for a Jimmy Snuka reference, talking about bashing a coconut on somebody's head, and somebody reported that as violent tweeting. So Mike is back on Twitter under a different name. Sorry that happened to you, Mr. DeGeorge. The next 5 reviewers, the next 5 people who leave me reviews from the time this podcast comes out, will get a very cool holographic Trivia with Bud sticker. I just got the special offer from Sticker Mule, got about 50 of them, and I will mail you one. It's the artwork that Trevor Smith did for my Thank You Patrons Day this past November, and I just turned that into a little 3x3-inch holographic sticker. It looks very cool, full color, and very shiny with the light and the holographic nature of it. So if you want one of those, let me know that you left a review and give me your address in an email, ryanbuds@gmail.com, so I can get you that sticker in the mail ASAP. All right, without any further ado, we're going to jump into today's episode, which is all about comedy Bang Bang for Luke McKay. Here we go. All right, everybody, here we go with 10 questions on Comedy Bang Bang. Question number one, before it was called Comedy Bang Bang, what was the show's name from 2009 to 2011? I did mention this in the show's intro, so if you're not familiar but you still wanted to play along, there's a nice freebie for you. Question number one, before it was called Comedy Bang Bang, what was the show's name before in 2009 to 2011? Number one. Question number two. On a March 2013 episode, comedians John Daly and Zach Galifianakis claimed to love what four-named band, four-word band. What is that band? It is a band that consists of four words. Number two. Question number three. The show's original catchphrase was, "What's up?" and then a food. What food was in that catchphrase? Number three, the show's original catchphrase was, "What's up?" and then a food. What was that food? Number three. Question number four. In the first few months of the program, Doug Benson would come on and give movie reviews in how many words or less? Doug Benson would give movie reviews in how many words or less? Number four. Question number five, Bob Duca is a character played by Seth Morris, who has what relation to host Scott Aukerman in the world of the show? Number five, Bob Duca is a character played by Seth Morris, who has what relation to Scott Aukerman? Question number six, what comedian portrays the cake boss on the show? Number six, who portrays the cake boss on Comedy Bang Bang? Number six. Question number seven, what blonde actress performs a rap on episode 123? Number seven, what blonde actress performs a rap on episode 123? Question number eight, on episode 131, comedian Andy Daly plays the mayor of what town? Number eight, on episode 131, comedian Andy Daly plays the mayor of what town? Rather, he's trying to be the honorary mayor of a town. What town is he trying to be the honorary mayor of? Number eight. Question number nine. Episode 107 was named after what Broadway show from Nick Kroll and John Mulaney? Number nine. Episode 107 was named after the Broadway show from Nick Kroll and John Mulaney. What was it called? And question number 10, your last question of the quiz. Comedian James Adomian does an impression of what ex-wrestler turned conspiracy theorist on the show? Number 10, comedian James Adomian does an impression of what ex-wrestler turned conspiracy theorist on the show? Those are all 10 questions for today's quiz on Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back in just a second with the Comedy Bang Bang answers. Here we go, everybody. The answers to the Comedy Bang Bang quiz. Hope you had fun playing along today, or you decided to go check out this podcast for the very first time. Comedy Bang Bang, wherever podcasts are found. Here's number one. Before it was called Comedy Bang Bang, what was the show's name from 09 to 11? It was called Comedy Death Ray Radio. Comedy Death Ray Radio. Number two, on a March 2013 episode, comedians John Daly and Zach Galifianakis claimed to love what four-named band? Red Hot Chili Peppers. The Red Hot Chili Peppers. They said they were big... Peppers, something pepper related. They came up with like a groupie name for it. Number three, the show's original catchphrase was, "What's up, hot dog?" What's up, hot dog? I believe from a story where Jimmy Pardo talked about going to a 7-Eleven and you got a hot dog and some guy said, "What's up, hot dog?" I believe that was where it came from, if I'm not mistaken. Number four, in the first few months of the program, Doug Benson would come on and give movie reviews in how many words or less? It was eight words or less. Doug's reviews in eight words or less. There's another great podcast, Doug Loves Movies. Number five, Bob Duca is a character played by Seth Morris, who has what relation to Scott Aukerman? That is his ex-stepfather. He also has a very funny list of ailments that he suffers from. So go check those out. Number six, who portrays the cake boss on the show? Paul F. Tompkins. Paul F. Tompkins is the character of the cake boss. Number 7, what blonde actress performs a rap on episode 123? Amy Poehler from Parks and Rec does a pretty extensive rap on that episode. Number 8, on episode 131, Andy Daly plays the honorary mayor. He's running for the honorary mayor of what town? It is Hollywood. He wants to be the honorary mayor of Hollywood. Something Betty White's been in real life 4 times. Number 9, episode 107 was named after what Broadway show from Nick Kroll and John Mulaney? It was called Oh Hello. Oh Hello. And number 10, comedian James Adomian does an impression of what ex-wrestler turned conspiracy theorist on the show, Jesse the Body Ventura. Jesse the Body Ventura. James Adomian, hysterical. Go check him out. I love this podcast, and I love reading up these questions. It really makes me want to go back and listen to more of it, and you should too. It's also an IFC show. There's a video version of the show, which is, I think, different. I think it's a completely differently produced show on IFC, and I think they're all on Netflix. So go ahead and binge that as well. It's time for the Funky Monkey question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out for all your design needs. That's fmdesignsinc.com. They can print you up a nice Comedy Bang Bang custom t-shirt. The question is, what was Nirvana's final album before Kurt Cobain's suicide? Tweet me your answer at Ryan Buds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was The Big Chill. That was the 80s movie we were looking for. And your trivia team name of today is That Thing You Do. That's right. Nice poop joke to close things out. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Thanks for leaving reviews. And thanks for becoming a Patreon subscriber. That is the easiest way you can support the growth of this video and audio show. Thank you guys for listening and telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.